This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. On September 18, 1990, the Swedish composer Claude Loyola Elgien was tragically burned to death as a fire swept through his home while he was sleeping. Apparently, Elgien had fallen asleep with a candle lit. The composer had been living in poverty for years, and the utilities company had shut down his power after he stopped paying the bills. Many of Elgien's manuscript scores were tragically destroyed in the fire, although a good number did survive the tragedy. Over the course of his 70 years, Elgien composed prolifically, and he often turned out works of great length and complexity, such as his remarkable 49-minute piano fantasia, which first appeared in 1955 and was subject to several revisions over the next few years. Elgien had a reputation for being eccentric, outspoken, and being rather difficult to deal with, and that partially explains the lack of recognition throughout most of his career, along with his general isolation from the musical mainstream and from his colleagues and the public at large. But in the meantime, a pianist named Mats Persson got hold of the score of the Fantasia, and it fascinated him, but his first thoughts were something like, what a mess. And I can see what he meant, because think of it, all of these stylistically diverse ideas fly all over the place. For instance, you have these rainstorms of dissonant counterpoint, and then you have this habanera that sounds not too dissimilar to the habanera from the opera Carmen. There are patches full of obsessive repetition that at first hearing doesn't seem to make any sense. And then there are lyrical melodies that, you know, might be the kind you'd hear from a barroom piano player in the wee small hours. Some parts of the Fantasia contain really ingenuous piano writing that really use the keyboard very well and imaginatively. Yet there are other parts that sound like as if the composer had no idea whatsoever how to write for the piano. The first time that I heard the Elgien Fantasia in Mats Persson's recording, I couldn't make up my mind if this big work was just a hodgepodge or it was a very cleverly ordered collage. So I decided to pull down this recording again to hear it, and then I thought, well, why not share it with you? Because, first of all, the recording is long out of print and almost impossible to find. And also, it's very likely that you have not heard this piece. Maybe you've heard of it, but if you certainly have not heard it on the radio. It's not the kind of music that gives up its secrets easily. And while some sections are clear and accessible, there are many passages that I still I'm grasping. I still don't understand them, but I think it's worth taking the time and trouble to experience this ambitious, large-scale, and rather far-out Fantasia by Claude Loyola Elgien, and to experience it together for the next 49 minutes. So we're going to listen uninterruptedly to Elgien's Fantasia, performed by pianist Mats Persson.
Thank you.
You're listening to Between the Keys on the Classical Network, and for the past 49 minutes we have been hearing a single uninterrupted work, the Fantasia for Piano Solo, composed in 1955 by the Swedish composer Claude Loyola Algen, a fascinating composer with a maverick reputation. He lived mostly in isolation in his final years, and he was born in 1920, he died in 1990. The pianist on this recording was Mats Persson. His recording of the Fantasia appeared in 1999 on the Alice Music production label and has long been out of print. Very curious to know your thoughts about this music. How did you respond? What went through your mind as you listened? Did you like it? Did you hate it? Or are you not quite sure? Anyway, drop me a message on my Between the Keys Facebook page or send an email. I'd be very curious to hear your comments. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I look forward to you and I getting together next week at this time for Between the Keys, and we will have a more varied program with a lot of variety of music. I just thought to hear this one unusual piece this week was a good idea, and it's not what we normally do, but thank you for your patience and thank you for my indulgence. Between the Keys, by the way, is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thanks so much for listening and for keeping your mind and your ears wide open. It's good that we make that effort, and it can only enhance and enrich our musical appreciation. I got a split, but I'll see you next week. Be well, and please be kind.